On his final day, Dan Markell was followed from Premier Fitness by a silver-green Prius. That's the car investigators say was being driven by Sigfredo Garcia and Luis Rivera. At the time of the shooting, Markell was talking to a person on his cell phone and reported seeing someone he didn't recognize in his driveway. According to the probable cause affidavit, the person on the line with Markell heard what is described as a loud grunt. And that matches what neighbors reported at the scene, that they heard a gunshot, looked outside, and saw a light-colored or silver Prius backing out the driveway. Here's one of the 911 calls received by dispatchers.
The garage door was up, and I thought the gentleman was backing out, and I went back to my house, but he never backed out, and I came back over, and his driver's side window is shattered, and he's battered and can't answer.
Markell survived the gunshot to the head, but he later died at a local hospital. Police arrested Sigfredo Garcia last week, but the probable cause report had been sealed, and law enforcement had been tight-lipped, offering few details about motive. It had been widely speculated that Markell's murder was tied to his divorce from former Florida State University law professor Wendy Adelson. The probable cause report now validates that assumption. In a section titled Motive for Murder, it says the two professors were involved in a fight over a settlement agreement at the time of Markell's death. Wendy Adelson filed for divorce in 2012 and later moved to South Florida near her family. But Markell challenged that. And Leon County Judge Barbara Hobbs denied Adelson's motion for relocation with the kids in 2013. The affidavit cites emails showing Wendy's parents wanted the relocation, and the report states Adelson's brother and mother did not like Markell. The probable cause report also fills in more of the blanks. Charles Adelson, Markell's former brother-in-law, was in a relationship with the mother of Garcia's kids. Speaking to reporters Thursday, Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo says he's not spoken with the Adelson family.
I would think that it is more probable than not that there'll be additional arrests. Yes.
Do you already have retained an attorney to represent you, sir?
I did.
Garcia made his first appearance in Leon County Court Thursday after being extradited from the Broward jail. Meanwhile, Luis Rivera, the second suspect, is being held in a federal prison on unrelated charges. DeLeo says the case is still active. Investigators believe Markell's death to be a murder for hire, but who authorized it and whether any money exchanged hands is still not clear. Garcia was interviewed by law enforcement 2 days before his arrest and denied being in Tallahassee the date of the murder. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.